You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth, and this is Letters from Home. Each Friday, we're bringing you stories from isolation, how Ohioans are getting through the pandemic alone and together, sometimes with laughter, sometimes with tears, but always with determination. While the pandemic undoubtedly has hit the physical health of our nation, it's also taking a big toll on our mental health. Matt Harmon has seen that impact firsthand. He's a licensed professional counselor who lives in Westerville and usually works in London, Ohio. But since the pandemic began, like so many, he has been working from home. Matt joins us now. Thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
So what have you been hearing from clients? How have their concerns deepened or changed during this time?
It has seemed like most of my clients who may have a trauma history, it's been surprising to hear that they have been adjusting okay. We haven't been making very good progress because some of the interventions that I've been usually doing with them in the office, I have not been able to do with them via teletherapy. And then I have had new clients as well who have faced some difficulties such as unemployment, fears of returning to work because of the coronavirus, questions about PPE being provided by their workplace, and just fearing for themselves and their families and possibly spreading the virus unknowingly.
Yeah, it certainly seems like there's a lot of anxiety, uncertainty, even despair when it comes to thinking about the coronavirus.
So hearing a lot of stories from friends and family who may have difficulty sleeping, may have some very bizarre dreams, and overall may just be feeling more anxious, lack of motivation. And we can kind of view this situation that it is kind of like trauma. It has affected our equilibrium, our sense of safety, our sense of stability. You know, we're all kind of going through this shared experience of trying to process the emotions, the unknown, what may feel like the hopelessness in the news. And I think that's really worth talking about and gaining some awareness of.
What strategies would you recommend for people who are trying to process those feelings and, you know, keep going day to day?
It definitely varies case by case, but for the most part, I guess I would say that trying to practice good, healthy distraction, things that I have to practice myself, limiting social media, limiting how much news I take in, it just gets to be overwhelming. And I see that with some of my clients as well. And to get outside when we can, you know, getting the sunlight, enjoying the outdoors, and practicing, you know, other mindfulness activities such as journaling.
We've heard a lot about the toll that this is taking on nurses, on doctors, on other people who work in hospitals, but we've heard less about the impact on mental health professionals. And I'm wondering how people in your industry are holding up right now.
There have been some struggles with keeping motivation. That's something I've struggled with too. This is a very unique situation. I don't want to use the word unprecedented again, but it is very unique that our field had to quickly adapt. And, you know, having some of our interventions that we usually depend on are not there now because of working remotely. And that's been a challenge.
That's interesting.
You know, my office is starting to talk about a slow transition, being back to in-person sessions. Having an end in sight, I think, makes it a little bit easier. This is not going to be a permanent unknown. And so that helps provide a little bit of hope.
Matt Harmon, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.